Bullshit.
It's the No BS Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing agency. Today, I'm going to talk to you about three F words. None of those three are the famous F word, or I guess the F word that people reference. The three F words that I'll talk about today are fired, forced out, frustrated. There's a percentage of people who see work as a means to an end. Now, those people still want to get some purpose from their work, but for the most part, work is a means to an end. They might be good at it. They might give a good effort. They might just give a decent effort, but work is something they do to have their time off and to have compensation. I don't have anything negative to say about anyone that falls in that category. I have loved ones and family that fall into that category. There's another percentage of people who seek to get even more purpose from their work and more intrinsic value from their work, and it energizes them to a degree, and they want to continually grow personally and professionally with work playing a role in that, their career playing a role in that. Whether that's 25%, 45%, or whatever percentage of the population that is, I'm referencing those people today on the show. Because if you're in that category, and if you are pushing to grow both personally and professionally, and to make a big positive impact at your company and during your career, the three F words will come into play. Fired, forced out, or frustrated. Now, it's easy to say that we all will fall into that frustrated category. But I'm not talking about the minor irritants that make you go, it's work. It's a little bit of a pain this week. When I say frustrated as the third F word, I mean that you're so frustrated that it's impacting your behavior. It's impacting your energy. It's draining you. You are not at your best from time to time because of how frustrated you are. I'm here to tell you that the majority of us in that category that see work as a major area of purpose and growth and fulfillment, if you're making that impact, you're going to fall prey to one of these three words and probably more than one of these three words throughout your career. I often use basketball analogies because I've been blessed to have the chance to play and coach basketball throughout my life and have it just bring me so much joy. And I've been able to impact others, teaching and coaching and mentoring. I enjoy the game. My family enjoys the game. Friends enjoy the game. So I'm going to use basketball and the NBA, the National Basketball Association, the professional league, the premier professional basketball league, to make the point about this fired, forced out, frustrated. 20 teams made the NBA playoffs that just began recently. Of these 20 teams, 14 of the 20 teams are coached by coaches who have been fired. 14 have been fired. When you look at the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference, four of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference are coached by coaches who have been fired within the last 4 years. Two of those four were fired last year and now are with a different team. So to take the basketball example, the highest level of leadership in basketball would be the coach or general manager of those NBA teams. 20 made the playoffs, and of those 20, the top 20 basketball teams in the world, 14 of them are coached by coaches who have been fired. Four of the top five Eastern Conference teams have coaches who have been fired within the last 4 years, so it's recent. And two of those were fired last year. You're going to ruffle feathers when you're a leader or a manager. And one of the things that I had a discussion with a close friend yesterday, and I get frustrated when people say everybody has their own style. Everybody has their own way of doing things. Those are true statements to a degree. To say that someone doesn't work well with a particular coach or leader because of their own style or that coach's style is often a cop-out. And what I mean by that is those 14 coaches who have been fired that are now coaching an NBA playoff team, yes, they do have their own style. But the players that didn't perform for them probably didn't perform for them mostly because of the players. The coaches are somewhat culpable for sure. But I'm here to talk about the bigger picture is that it's too easy for us to blame others and to blame style. Oh, that's his coaching style. I've had people say that to me. Well, my son and my family just don't click with his coaching style in reference to me. It's not really fair or accurate because the people that have said that weren't committing to the team. Because when you commit to a team, if you have a competent leader and manager, that style becomes way less significant and it's not the deciding factor. There, to reference Phil Jackson, who's won the most NBA titles, here's a guy who was quirky. Here's a guy who had a style that used all kinds of meditation and other things and would give players a book to read each season. And the majority of those players probably, from what I've read, blew off a lot of his tactics. So that piece of his style wasn't what resonated or what worked. What worked was his entire approach, his entire body of knowledge, his entire experience and expertise, and the way he activated that, the way he implemented his leadership approach or style or used his experience and expertise. So I'm here to say the first thing is it's a cop-out just to blame things on other people's styles. I think the first thing that everyone should do is look in the mirror and say, what happened with me with that teacher in high school, that coach in high school, that college professor, that first boss, that fifth boss, that peer? And once you've admitted that there's many things that you could have done better, and you figure out which ones you're capable of doing better. Some are just so ingrained in your patterns and behavior. Some are part of what energizes you from your personality and predictive index type methodology or behavioral science. Figure out which ones you can improve. And then you can go and look and say, now here's where the leader could have improved, in my opinion. That's what it is. And here's where my peer could have improved. But until you take that time to look in the mirror and realize that you are part of the situation. So every time I had a run-in with a boss, I was part of that situation. Now, there were a couple times that the bosses were making significant errors, but there were other instances where they were making a judgment call and I was making a judgment call and I misread a little bit, they misread a little bit. So there are instances throughout my career where I say, looking back, I thought at the time that, boy, he was making a mistake or she was making a mistake, and maybe they were, but so was I. And I think that that's important to know. Then there's other instances where the person just flat out was making a mistake. It is probably 90% that person's fault, but you have to look at this and realize that you're always part of the equation and you can always take some responsibility. So that's a first point that I want to make about these three words: firing, forced out, and frustrated. The second point is, what do you do when you are in one of those three situations? You've been fired, you've been forced out, or you're so frustrated that it's hampering your ability to be yourself. And that's the key thing on the frustration. There are many times work can be frustrating, but you can still be yourself the majority of the time. But when there's other instances when you're so frustrated that it's impacting your productivity, it's impacting your interpersonal relationships, and it's impacting your health. That's when I'm defining frustrated as one of the three F words. In these instances, the first thing you have to do is realize that there were multiple people involved. So yes, you're a part of the situation, and you're probably a part of the problem too, but there are other people involved. It was that moment in time when you were that person and that didn't work. What do you learn from that for the next position? And then the other piece is keeping that self-confidence to know that you are a whole person. You are a complex person. So at that position, there were some things that you did that didn't fit with the culture and didn't fit with that leader's approach, that leader's experience, that leader's expertise, and that leader's desire to activate their plan. But you're a complex person, so you still were bringing value. There have been people I've had to exit, and even the ones that were really struggling and not meeting the minimum standards still were bringing some level of value, and they still were valuable as a person. It just wasn't the right fit for them, and they needed to change some of their behavior, but also change where they were. So when you look at these 14 NBA coaches who've been fired that now coach playoff teams, so they're now succeeding at the highest level, they understood that they were part of the issue at that job. The players were part of the issue. The circumstances were part of the issue, how much talent, how much budget they had to spend. And they realized that that didn't make them a failure. It meant that in that instance, they didn't succeed to the level that they wanted. And maybe they even said, yeah, this particular stint in my career was a failure. Maybe not. Maybe they say, it didn't go as well as I wanted, and I could have done better, but I still learned a lot. And that's the key point with the three F words. When you're fired or you're being forced out or you're so frustrated that it's impacting your productivity and your ability to be yourself, you need to remember that you are a total person and that you bring value. And you have to look back at those past successes. And I think what we all fall guilty to is we don't take the time to write down past successes, and things that we thought were nothing are actually something to others. So you need to continually be taking an inventory and writing down what you do. So people are comfortable with posting to social media the latest, greatest thing about their family or their clothes or the event they are, or where they were, or where they ate, what they did. But do the same with your career on a more tangible level. Take the time every 6 months or at least every year to just write down some of the successes, so that you reaffirm your positive focus, but you also have those in your inventory. So when you got to tell your story, when you are frustrated and when you are feel like you're being forced out, you can go tell your story, and it's a story of success. But it also just helps with your positive outlook, because you continually focused on the positive things that you're doing and the successes that you have and the things that you thought were nothing that are actually something. So I'm giving you two sort of difficult things off the opposite ends of the spectrum. The first is, yes, when things happen, you're part of the challenge. You're part of the problem, part of the opportunity. So it's not fair for you to just say, oh, that was his leadership style. That was her leadership style. That was the company culture. Yeah, those things are accurate. They're accurate, but they're not the whole story. There's things you could have looked in the mirror and actually took stock of and wrote down and tried to work to improve yourself, or to admit that you weren't a cultural fit and get out in a positive way that helps you, the company, your boss, so everybody's happy. So that's the first one, which is not to just feel that it's okay to blame everybody else and barely do the hard work of seeing where you could have done better. But then the second part is to remember that you're this complex person who is achieving things and bringing value every day in both your personal and professional life. So maybe that particular stint didn't work for whatever reason, partially the culture, partially the leader, partially you. You then say, okay, how do I get to the next place so that I match up better with the leader and I match up better with the culture, but also so I change myself, my style, my approach, so that I can grow. And that takes things like using predictive index or other services like that. It takes looking at your positive focus of what you've accomplished and where you were energized and what you did that you thought was nothing but's actually something, and being confident about that and using that in your story. And it takes building plans to grow by setting goals, both 30 days and quarterly and annually, and setting ways that you're going to change and improve. So that's the two major areas that I want to discuss around the three F words of fired, forced out, frustrated so much that it's hurting your productivity and your health. I hope this helps you, because many no BSers get in the situation where they're either fired or about to be fired, feel like they're being forced out, or so frustrated that it's hampering their productivity and their health, because you're change agents. When you're a no BSer, you're a change agent, and change agents are going to run into the three F words again and again. And I want you to first take stock so that you don't just play the blame game. You look at where you could have done better, how you can improve yourself, but you keep it in perspective and say, at that point in time, I could have did this better, I could have did that better, but I also still accomplished A, B, and C. And prior to that, I had accomplished D, E, and F, and I'm bringing value even though I wasn't a cultural fit. So now I'm going to do the hard work to look at myself, to see what energizes and drains me, to see what my unique ability is, to see how I can find a cultural fit, to see how I can interview the leader when I'm interviewing so that I know whether I connect with that leader. And that way you can fight off and turn the three of the F words into positives. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No BS Marketing Show, recorded in our studios in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.